It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
We have our guest this morning for What's for Breakfast. We pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables, get to know them a little bit better. We are in St. Matthias this morning with
St. Matthias?
Suzanne Hendricks, is that right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, we live south of Brainerd, in between Brainerd and Little Falls.
Nice. Have you had your breakfast?
No, I haven't. I am taking the day off today from work, and I'm making lefse.
Oh,
I might have
perfect.
Lefse for breakfast.
Oh, my gosh. So you got everything all set up yet? Or?
Yeah. So our recipe for lefse, we have to make some of it the day before.
Okay.
And then the day we're going to make it, we have to add flour.
Okay.
So, yep, I've done that, and I'm cooking. I've already cooked a few of them.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So the temperature's got to be perfect. Do you have the perfect griddle, the flipper, all that stuff?
Yeah, we have all the equipment. my mom and my aunt made lefse when I was a kid, but they never let us do it. We watched, and we kind of went into the other room, and they had fun doing lefse. But we've changed that. We have our kids do it, too. But today, it's just me.
So why do you think that tradition is? My mom and aunts were the same way. Get the hell out of the kitchen. We're making lefse.
No, she didn't say that.
Well, was it because it's so much intricate work and prep work that they don't want you to screw it up?
Maybe. Or maybe they didn't get to get together very much.
I never thought about that.
I don't know.
Yeah, because it probably was the tradition of them, and they didn't want some stinking kid like John Bauer.
I think my Aunt Thora said to get the hell out of the kitchen. It just burned into my ears. So why is there the day before preparation? What happens there that you have to do something?
Well, we use our church recipe for lefse, and it calls for to mix the potatoes and the milk and butter together the day before so that it can cool down and kind of gel together. And then on the day when you're going to make it, about 24 hours later or so, then you add your flour. Yeah.
So is there a specific potato you look for when you go to a store?
Oh, no. Now you're going to ask me those intricacies.
I'm sorry.
Our recipe calls for potato flakes. Yeah, potato flakes. We don't rice our potatoes.
Wow.
So the whole world knows it.
I don't even know what that means. Is it fake potatoes?
No,
it's not fake.
Just like Hungry Jack at the store.
Those dehydrated, maybe?
Is that
Yeah. So it's a little bit of a shortcut, which I admire. I appreciate you admitting it.
I admire your courage in telling the world this.
I'm going to get all kinds of letters.
Oh, you are.
Hate mail. I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to have to get your email so we can forward all of it that comes in here, too. So what's your favorite way to eat lefse?
Okay, so you're right. Wow, you're asking all those questions. I like butter, but now my kids like it with a little bit of sugar on it.
Uh-huh.
And so sometimes I'll put sugar on it, but the kids also introduce us to all kinds of new ways. Cinnamon sugar. I have a coworker whose son puts it like in a wrap. So he'll wrap whatever type of meat they had, and then he'll wrap it for his lunch the next day, maybe salmon or whatever.
Yeah. Ooh, salmon would be so good. Like salmon and cream cheese and dill in lefse. Oh, my gosh.
I don't think I was ever... my mom made it all the time. I don't ever remember them putting, like, any kind of a meat. It was always butter or...
But really, I mean, it's like a tortilla, so why couldn't you? The dough is not sugary, so you can use it as a platform.
It's like a tortilla, but it's definitely not as thick as a tortilla.
Right, which is the beauty of it. Sorry.
Right.
So how many do you make?
Well, our church is having a bazaar tomorrow, and so I'm making about 64 more rounds today. That's what our recipe would equal. But usually when we make it, we usually make about that, just because then you have enough to put in the freezer, and you might have some to give as a gift or pull out of the freezer for for dinner.
And you have to sample them too, don't you? You got to make sure quality control.
I haven't wrecked one yet, but I'm kind of hoping for a wrecked one pretty soon.
What happens when you wreck one? Too hot, on the griddle too long? Or
usually it's where you're rolling it out and you make a hole.
Oh,
it's
here.
Rip it when you're transferring it from the where you roll it out to the griddle.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, the tone of your voice, you sound so calm.
Just
I mean,
because
I'm so glad that like you took the day off so you can fully enjoy this instead of like, oh my gosh, I have to get this done tonight. And it just sounds like it's going to be a great day in your kitchen.
It is a great day in the kitchen when you get to be doing Lessa. So me and my sister, we have continued this tradition where we make it, but now the kids are involved with it too.
That's
However, today it's me and I haven't even made my first cup of coffee yet.
Oh,
wow. I've been focused.
You're a morning person.
Yes.
Because I can tell by your voice if you haven't had coffee
yet.
Yeah, that's
amazing. Yeah, you're locked in.
So tell us about what this coffee is going to be like.
Oh, okay. So that is fun. That coffee can be different. I have a friend in Grand Rapids, former coworker Dan Urkula. You probably maybe know Dan. He has started roasting some coffee in his right before he started thinking about retirement. So I obtained some coffee from him, and I don't remember where he got it, but he in Grand Rapids there's a co-op or something that he can buy green beans from, and then he roasts them. So that's what it's going to be, and it's just going to be a single cup. It's not going to be actually like percolated. It's just going to go through a little. I don't know what you call it, but you pour it in the cup and then it filters through the coffee. And
A pour over.
There you go.
Oh,
okay.
Nice. Boy, I wish I was in your kitchen.
I do too. Let's go over there. Where's this town called?
No, we're talking with Suzanne Hendricks. She's in St. Matthias. It's a little south of Brainerd. Do you live on a farm? I think of St. Matthias as like farm area for some reason.
Yeah, that's true. That's where the woods give way to fields, and it's kind of fields and some lakes here, but we live just on a little acreage. No, we don't have a farm, but a lot of our neighbors are farmers. So, yeah. In between Piers and Little Falls and Brainerd. But then we're only, I think, 16 miles from Mille Lacs Lake. So that's pretty close, too.
All right. What kind of dogs do you have?
You just assumed?
We only have a little Shih Tzu.
I know she had a dog. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
Only have a Shih Tzu. I hope your dog didn't hear that.
I'll make sure that he's in the other room.
What's his name?
Berkeley. My husband is a fisherman, and so he likes to fish, and he's named after the fishing line. Berkeley
fishing line.
That's fantastic. Oh, my gosh. So you're making the lefse for the church bazaar tomorrow. Will you be working at it, and what will it be like?
No, I don't get to work at it tomorrow, but I'll deliver my lefse for today. And, yeah, they have lots of crafts, and there's a cookie walk, too. So they have all kinds of cookies where people can go in and you purchase it by the pound. So if you would just want one sugar cookie but you want a ton of peanut butter blossoms, you know, you can mix and match however you want.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, what's a peanut
Maybe
butter?
Maybe not a ton.
What's a peanut butter blossom?
Oh, come
one of those
on,
things?
John,
is
think
that one of the ones
it.
That's the peanut butter thing stuck in it?
In the and you get a chocolate kiss on the top.
Oh, gosh, those are good, especially if they're soft. I'm sorry, I got carried
away.
Yeah,
he's you should see him. He's just locked in. So you're taking work off today. Do you want to tell us where you work? You don't have to.
Sure. Yeah, I work for the University of Minnesota Extension at the Brainerd Regional Extension Office. And, yeah, you're familiar with them. We do educational programs and extend the knowledge of the university out to people in greater Minnesota.
That's great. And how about, you mentioned your kids, they do know how to make the lefse. How old are they?
We have 2 years out from high school, so she's 19, and then a senior in high school, and then an eighth grader.
Wow.
Okay.
So, and I called in to, because you reminded me, I have not renewed my membership this year, so I am going to.
She's new. She's on New Member Friday and on What's for Breakfast. That's great.
So you're going to get a bag of crapola.
And she gets, I think, the double whammy, don't you?
What's that?
Oh.
The parting gift of What's for Breakfast.
Homestead Mills, of course.
What is she? What's her choices, John?
Well, you get wild rice pancakes or country blend cereal. What do you think you're going with, Suzanne?
I've tried the country blend cereal, so let's try the wild rice pancakes.
I'm going to go for it. I don't want to hang up with her. What else can we talk about? Are you ready for Christmas?
I want to hear, how long have you listened to KEXE, KBXE?
Well, I had some coworkers that always talked about KEXE, and so it's been, I'd say, 10 years now. But before that, I listened to them, and they'd say, oh, I heard this or I heard that, and so I started listening, too. I normally listen during the morning show. That's my best time to listen when I'm either at home getting ready or driving to work or whatnot.
So peer pressure did it.
Yeah, it worked.
So here's the deal. It's the technical thing. So should we renew you at what you were when you were last a member?
We'll put her on Jennifer hold. Call you? Yeah, yeah.
There's nobody here.
Okay, I know, but we'll put her on hold, okay. And we'll get her information afterwards.
So are you ready for Christmas?
Oh, no,
it's
not really.
It's only December 6th.
So, no.
It's 15
not
days.
Yeah, but we have a shorter season, it sounds like. 3 weeks only instead of the 4 normally.
Yeah. Do you guys go, do you have your Christmas tree up?
Oh, when you said that earlier this morning, I laughed because our Christmas tree is up. It doesn't have the lights on it yet. So that's maybe if I get the LEFSA done, then I can move on to lights. But we got to put the ornaments on.
Yeah, I kind of do mine in stages. The first, I put it up Thanksgiving weekend, but I just put the lights on. And then last night I put the ornaments on because then, because it's nice to have that little twinkle light going in this time of year, especially it's been so cloudy. So, yeah, I kind of do it in stages.
Maybe I'm not then behind. Okay,
no,
good.
You're not at all.
Feel good about
yourself.
I
felt pretty early to me. So, no, we're totally fine. All right, Suzanne.
I love it, though, when I can pull in the yard and the lights are on. If the house is dark, that's just, that's so awesome.
I know.
Have that as well. So, yeah, I'll have to get them up today maybe.
Wow. Well, yeah, we'll show up in your kitchen someday. Don't get scared, okay?
Okay, that sounds good. I'll try to get
Lessa ready. And if you would, stay on hold and we'll just get your information and figure all that out. Thank you so much for becoming a member and for being on What's for Breakfast.
Thank you.
Good to meet you. Coming back, it's time.